These parshiyos have some very, very powerful insights into the dangers of, I guess, human existence, how people can, with certain blinding factors, can confuse and maybe twist and corrupt the reality around them. And also has some very, very significant insights into the parameters of leadership in Klal Yisrael, namely in the person of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think at the beginning of this parsha, both of these concepts converge and give us a sense of the dangers and the picture of what a true leader in Klal Yisrael is. Started the parsha of Korach with Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. Okay, start of Machlekes. Vayakumu lefnei Moshe and Masayim Chamishim Ish. They were Nesiim, great people. Vayikolu al Moshe al Aaron. Vayomer aleim Rav lochem ki kol eidu kulam kedoshim. You took too much upon yourselves. Lomo madua tisnasu al kal Hashem. You have elevated yourselves. You have the leadership. You have the kahuna. You have everything. And we too are legitimate. We stood by Har Sinai and so forth and so on. And they contested the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe vayipol al ponov. Moshe Rabbeinu was overwhelmed with this machlekes, and he vayipol al ponov. And Rashi says mipnei machlekes. Machlekes paralyzed him. He fell down. He couldn't handle it. This is already the fourth offense that where they have acted inappropriately. They sinned with the egel, whatever that was. Moshe Rabbeinu beseeched Hashem on their behalf. They came with tainus, and again, inappropriately for their great lofty level, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for them. B'meraglim, v'yomer Moshe el Hashem, v'shomu Mitzrayim, Moshe beseeched Hashem to save them. Mitzrayim is going to hear what a chil Hashem it's going to be, that you took us out of Mitzrayim to bring us, to put us to whatever, destroy us. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel. B'machlokusa shel Korach nisrashlu yodov. But when it came to this fourth sirchoin, and this machlekes, Moshe Rabbeinu became, he weakened, he couldn't, he was paralyzed, he was falling apart, whatever that means. Moshe lemelech, Moshe leben melech. So Rashi brings a Moshe, a ben melech, shesora chaloviv. He acted inappropriately towards his father. Upias olav oyavoy. And the loved one was Mephias the father for him. Try to intercede on his behalf. Pam, once, Ushtayim, second time, Visholish. Three times he interceded on his behalf to rectify the relationship between the son and the father, to prevent the melech from punishing and annihilating or whatever he might do to his son for his inappropriate behavior. Kishisorach revis, already the fourth offense, Nisrashli deho oyev. The Ohev was overwhelmed. He couldn't. He became overwhelmed. He couldn't handle it. He says, "Now what?" Ve'omar Ohev ahu Omar. What did he say? What was this? His rashlus. What overwhelmed him? What was the dynamic of this falling apart that he did? Omar ad mosai atriach al hamelech. How much more will I be matriach this melech? I'm going to come again to him for the fourth time with the same thing. When the kid keeps on doing it again and again. Shemo lo yekabel oid mimeni. He might not accept this fourth time around. You know, he might not listen to me because I already came three times in Gornish Geholf and it didn't help at all. So he may not accept the fourth time. So if you think about what's going on over here, it's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is literally being attacked. This was a challenge to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is being accused of usurping all this leadership for him and his family, and inappropriately. We also should be entitled to a share, or maybe a big share, in this role that you assumed for yourself, for your brother, and for your family. They're coming to Moshe Rabbeinu and contesting his role as a leader, contesting his speaking in the name of Hashem. Ad kedei kach, Chazal bring, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's if you look at the bottom, Vayishma Moshe v'il paponov, mashmu ha-shoma, Omer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yonason, shechoshduhu shehischatim in eshes ish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu, that he went and married women. Shenema v'yikanu le-Moshe b'machane. The Loshen v'yikanu. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok, melamid shekol echod ve'echod kine es ish toi b'Moshe. Everyone did kinui, like kinui in stira, warned his wife that, stay away from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a dangerous guy. He's starting up with married women. Shenema Moshe yikach es oil v'notoloi michutz v'machaneh. He put himself michutz v'machaneh. Shalo yachshadu, he says, the pshat is that they shouldn't be choshed him for such a thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is being maligned in his character, is being challenged in his leadership, is being contested in his right, in his rightfully speaking in the name of Hashem as the Novi Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu now, at this moment, has only one concern. He's overwhelmed. I would have been overwhelmed by bizyonis. What do you want? And look how much Mesiras Nefesh. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I led you through the Yamsuf. I led you to Har Sinai. I've been there for you every time I've come, and I daven and I intercede in Hashem, and he shouldn't destroy you. Look what I've done. I've shown my love for you. I put up with so much. And look, and you're accusing me of znus, accusing me of lying, accusing me of misrepresenting, accusing me of false leadership, accusing me of every possible thing that you can imagine to accuse me of. And Moshe Rabbeinu has one problem. He was nisrashil. Why? Because in the moshel that Rashi brings, at Moshe atriach al hamelech. Not because I gave up on them, and not because I'm angry at them, and not because I had enough, I'm fed up, and look, these people, look what they're doing to me. Not because I take anything personally, I'm affected in the slightest with a personal insult because of the things they said about. Imagine that they're saying, I mean, we've heard machlikas, there was such a machlikas in the United States many years ago, where they said kimat, things like not quite eshes ish, but all types of other types of chiyuve chorus, and this, people say things, and Moshe Rabbeinu has one reaction. He says, I'm overwhelmed. Why? I'm overwhelmed because maybe Hashem's not going to listen to me. Maybe I won't be able to defend them. That's all. Nothing else bothers him. That's his. He's vayipol. How does it say? Vayishma Moshe yipol ponov. What overwhelms him? Only one thing. Now I don't know if I'll be able to defend Klal Yisrael. And not because of any personal thing, that since they hurt me so much, maybe I can't be for them a good to better. Maybe I won't have the heart and the love and the purity to come and just beseech Hashem on their part. I'm just afraid he won't listen. That's what's overwhelming me. It's a picture, I think, of leadership that really gives us maybe a lot to strive for, maybe a little bit disrashlus, a little scare of what we have to rise to, but we should sort of take it as a dogma of what we have to become rather than to become overwhelmed, because we know we're not expected to reach Moshe Rabbeinu's level of purity in his leadership, but at least we'll have a dogma, and we know from many instances in Chazal that having such a picture gives us not only an inspiration and not only a guide, but it also gives us new potential. Seeing Moshe Rabbeinu in this role, this purity of leadership and this selflessness of leadership can elevate the potential that we have, just like Hillel Mechayev Aniyim, the same idea, and Memela, it can enhance our ability to grow into that position. But I think we should also look at it from the other side. There was jealousy here. Whatever that jealousy was, whatever the level of jealousy was, I don't know. But there was jealousy. Look what blinding factors. Look, the extent to which that negia can blind a person. At Har Sinai, yeah, we all stood at Har Sinai. That's what Chazal say. Kol eido kulam kedoshim v'seichem Hashem. So it says, ikil aleim kol eido v'armelahen. Herbisem oleinu yosemidai. Sharei kol eido omdu al Har Sinai. What are you talking about? We all stood at Har Sinai. V'shomu anoichi. V'onu sofa achas v'nase v'nishma. And the Shechina came down upon all of us. Osali mikdash v'shachanti v'seichem. You know what you heard at Har Sinai? At Har Sinai, you heard Bavur Yishma Ho'om Bedabri Imoch Vegam Becho Yaminu Le'olam. At Har Sinai, you heard that Moshe Rabbeinu is the official spokesman, the Novi from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vegam Becho Yaminu Le'olam. He says, "I'm speaking to Moshe. Now you know Moshe is my representative. You're a believer in the Rabbeinu Shalelu. You know there was a Maimon Har Sinai. You also said Naaseh V'Nishma. And included in what we had at Har Sinai was that Moshe Rabbeinu is the spokesman." The Klal Yisrael said they didn't want to hear everything. They even stopped in the middle of the Aseres HaDibros, it sounds like, after the first two Pashtus. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that they turned to teach them the rest. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly anointed, so to speak, Moshe Rabbeinu as his Novi. So now all of a sudden, no, Moshe Rabbeinu made up everything from his mind. Everything, it's all his stuff. It's all a hoax. It's all a sinister plot to undermine us, to take everything for himself. I mean, this is against what you heard yourself at Har Sinai. And then, take into consideration, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, family, you know, accuse him of a little bit of a negia, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's his family, and this family blinds, you know, and blood is very thick when it comes to blood relatives, it's a very serious thing. Oh, but Rabbeinu Shalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's choshur aresh ish. Moshe Rabbeinu, Choshe, everybody, they should tell their wives, be careful, this Moshe Rabbeinu is a predator. Moshe Rabbeinu, the predator. What a jealousy can do, can corrupt all seichel and all logic and everything that I knew, everything that I heard directly from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and to take it to the most absurd levels where this man, who his b'chol beis inam on who peil pei adaber bo, who spoke directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spent 40 days together learning the Torah, and now coming and revealing it and teaching it to Klal Yisrael, and this man who was meisa nefesh for them, and this the only one no one ever saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu so close like Moshe Rabbeinu, and this man, you know what he is? He's a predator. He's one of these lowlifes. And you know, all your wives, you better be careful, because what a person. So we see like the dangers that, you know, and I don't want to quote the whole thing publicly, but when the Chazon Ish was critical of a certain Rosh Yeshiva, and you know, my father-in-law was trying to offer a defense, so the whole thing is a little bit hard to understand, so I just, you know, want to put it out in public, but it's available in the footnotes in the biography of the Chazon Ish. But the punchline was that if a person is negeh b'dover, so my father-in-law basically said to him, he says, no, when it comes to negeh, he's really an odom godel, but when it comes to negeh, he loses himself. So he says, if when it comes to a negeh, he loses himself, then he's a verloren mensch. He's a lost soul. Because we're negeh b'dover 24/7. A person's always negeh b'dover. It's me. Numero uno. It's me. That's my life. That's me. That's the focus. I'm negeh to myself. Odom korav eitzel atzmoy. Memela. Kol hanegoyim odom roya chutz mi negeh atzmoy. Comes to myself. So we're always negeh b'dover. Look what a negeh could do. A negeh can blind a person to convolute things that he knows himself to be true, that he heard me pi agvura, that Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed the official spokesman, and everything Moshe says is teras Moshe mi pi agvura, and he could malign the character of Moshe Rabbeinu out of his negiah of jealousy to the lowliest of the low, that nobody should assume any normal person could do such a thing. Any normal, appropriate person, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the danger. So mitzad echod, the amanig, is his level of devotion to Klal Yisrael is not shaykh, is has to be above and beyond. And mitzad sheni, if we realize what an egiyah could do, then I guess a manig also has to realize that I'm dealing with very serious issues and be able to see and to know, and each individual himself has to know it also, the power of what it means to a person who's negiah b'dov. There's another point too that has to be added, and that is that the Rashi's lotion is that Shema lo yekabalod mimeni. It's only a suffix. Maybe he won't accept it. So what? So Moshe Rabbeinu in the Moshel, this Oyev becomes paralyzed. Why? It becomes paralyzed. Why? Because I may not succeed. A manik who may not succeed becomes paralyzed. I didn't mean try your best. If I can't succeed, I love Klal Yisrael so much, I have to intervene on their behalf. If I can't, it's a suffix now without succeed. I'm lost. I'm broken. I'm nisrashel koichri.